Blog Talk Radio.
Get up on the cowgirl.
turn me on. When you ride, you ride it good, keeping everybody up in the neighborhood. Come on, baby, and ease the pain. Just get on board and work that thing.
Ride that love
bone. Giddy up, giddy up. Get up on it, baby.
I want you to ride
that love bone. Giddy up, giddy up. Get up on it, cowgirl. Just as soon as I make it home from work, turn the key and walk through the door. She's already waiting for me in the bedroom, just lying there waiting for more. She wanna ride, she wanna do it again. She wanna ride, come on baby.
Ride
that love phone. Giddy up, giddy up. Get up on me, baby.
I want you to ride
that love phone. Giddy up, giddy up. Get up on the cowgirl.
Ride that love
phone. Giddy up, giddy up. Get up on me, baby.
I want you to ride
that love phone. Giddy up, giddy up. Get up on the cowgirl.
Ride
that love phone. Giddy up, giddy up. Get up on me, baby.
I want you to ride
that love phone. Giddy up, giddy up. Get up on me, cowgirl. That love phone. Giddy up, giddy up. Get up on me, baby.
Got an addiction, addiction. Got an addiction. addiction. How'd you get that ass in them jeans that your girlfriend helped? Shorty, I mean,
do you and her do the same kind of shit? I think she's freaky, but I think you're freakiest.
I'm feeling some kind of way now.
Shorty, pull me in with the drip fly. Sauce all over the place. Mommy got me so open, it's crazy.
Hey. And you can bet your bottom dollars I'm straight. I'm coming at the shorty with a bag on the plate. Money don't matter. As long as I get shorty's heart on the platter. Feeling some kind of way now.
Shorty pull me in with the drip fly. Sauce all over the place. Mommy got me so open, it's crazy.
I got an addiction to you.
In myself, Hall of Fame, I need my name embedded on the concrete, my mind speaks. to different people, it's quite lethal. Cerebral teachers keeping my rhymes fleet. Stacked up in knees like magazines. Nationally, known for my writing, so cool lighting is blasphemy. My baby mama was blasphemy. That's no cap, nigga, no hats allowed around my infantry.
The blueprint is my way. I ride on you like a highway. Out front like a driveway. Why you looking at me sideways? The blueprint is my way. I ride on you like a highway. Out front like a driveway. Why you looking at me sideways?
All your True West Radio, it's your man DJ Hammerlove. True West Trends is out here in the South doing it like we doing. You know, we got a great show for you tonight. We got none other than Chopper Law going to be in the house with us tonight. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned. He's going to be here with us here shouting there. Right now we're going to jump into some of the Tony Henry. This is Stay. We're going to do a little R&B set for you for a minute. Y'all check this out. Here we go. True West style.
Doesn't matter, sun won't shine today. Butterflies won't come out to play. I see the petals on the rose all blown away. But it don't matter long as I know you're here. Just stay. Stay by my side through the good times and the bad times. Stay in my corner on the good days and the bad days. Just stay. I see the colors on the rainbow fade away, and the pretty blue skies turn gray. No melodies from the three little birds today. It don't matter long as I know you're here. Just stay. Stay by my side. Girl, it don't matter what happens, as long as you're here. Just stay. You see, the end of the world could be coming near. I won't shed a tear, oh no. As long as you're there. Turn on the radio, I see the bomb in the world away. So much hate today, love seems so far away. Poverty's taking so many lives away. It don't matter as long as I know you're here. Just stay. Stay by my side through the good times and the bad times. Stay in my corner on the good days and the bad days. Just stay.
Your eyes. gonna get yours one day. God don't like ugly, that's how you play. Dirty like your fingernails, what the hell? The ship is sailed and ain't no coming back in this cold.
But hip hop lives. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dill Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
Oh yeah, baby, the wait is over, ladies. He is finally here. As I told you before, welcome to True West Radio. It is Wednesday night, Hump Day, and we got none other than the man who done that great cover of the old school jam from the early 70s, Love Ballad. Mr. Chopper Law is in the house. What's up, my brother?
Boom shakalaka, baby. How you feeling, man?
Oh, man, just rocking to the groove, boy, you know what I'm saying? Got me going. Got me going.
Took you back there, huh?
I was going to wait. I said, I got to because they keep asking me about it. So I got to go on and put it in their system because they don't know what's in store for them next.
Right.
Real talk, man. So tell us a little bit about you, Chopper. Let the world know who you are and what it is that you do, my brother. You're a man of many titles, many skills. You know, I'll just break it down a little bit. Cause we got some questions for you. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to have a good time tonight with these new jams that you sent us in. We hope the world can embrace them just like we do.
Okay. Cool. All right. I'm Chopper Law. I'm from Houston, Texas. Sunny side, that is. I'm a former keyboard player, tour keyboard player with groups like H-Town, Somebody Rockin' Knockin' the Boots, Club Nouveau, Bo Williams, Male Waiters. I was the last tour that I did on keyboards as being a keyboard player, and I was always a singer and stuff along with that and stuff, singing background with them. And you play with a host of artists and stuff around Houston also, being on the gig scene, so many people and stuff back in the day that I used to play with along with my group, Chopper Law and the Bubba Law Band, which we're still performing clubs and stuff around Houston also. And I have a 60s band, fantastic band. They're my family. They've been hanging around me for I'm going on 7 years or so now. And I just signed a major deal with Malico Records, thanks to Mr. Norris Hampton, Hampton Management, right here out of Houston, Texas. And they're pushing me to, get on back out there again, take it to another level, which we have taken it to another level. Love Ballad is the first song that I released underneath Malico Records. I have my own label, which I released two albums on it, Strings Attached, and I featured a lot of people, a lot of legends and stuff around Houston that I featured on there. And it's just been, it's been a great ride and stuff so far, with me as being an independent artist at first, independent. I was able to stretch out and do a lot of things on my own and stuff. Now it's in a little bit more control now. So I am with Malico, the legend in Malico, that I think that label been around for 50 years. I'm very happy to be on that label. They're my new family.
Most definitely.
Part of it. Yeah, so that's a little bit about me. There's so much, I've been doing this for 40 years, playing music for 40 years. I started really at a young age and stuff. As in high school, I was playing 5 to 6 nights a week in high school. And just did a lot, for us on the music scene. Made a lot of great friends, along the way that we still are friends. The people that were surrounding me as coming up, through high school was Terry Ellis with Invo. You know, she was my bandmate. Right. You know, we were able to get rehearsals together every week, gig together every week. We had to take her back and forth to Prairie View, stuff like that. But she's my sister and stuff. Yeah, she's just like a sister to me, and I always have been. I've been doing Terry since seventh grade, and we just connecting. She's still my sister today. We chop it up, and you know, we get a chance. And so she's extremely busy, and I'm extremely busy, but we're still family.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So over the years, you have over the years stunned the entertainment world with, you know, your skills of production. Also right. acting. You've done some acting as well.
Yes, I was in the movie called The Sun. Pierce, whatever his name, the original James, one of the James Bond guys and stuff, and that was exciting.
Pierce.
To do that.
I mean, yeah.
Huh?
Pearson Dunn or something like that.
Yeah, something like that and stuff, man. That was something. I see why they get paid so much. That work. You know, you're doing a movie and stuff because everything that you do, you're shooting it about four times from different angles and stuff like that. Okay, man. Okay, cut. Let's shoot it from this angle. I'm like, okay, I see why they make so much money. I got time.
Yeah, they move wonderful. Well.
Pierce Brosnan, that's his name. Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, that was
wonderful. Yeah, and a couple of more, you know, little films and short films and stuff like that. Yeah, but I'm just, you know, just so grateful and blessed. You know, the Lord has blessed me to have talent and stuff. To, you know, let people see my talent, and also. I'm the type of person that I would feed another younger musician the information and stuff that they need if they need help on copyrights, publishing and stuff like that. And I don't charge them and stuff. I say, all you do is just call me. Give me a call. If you have run into a problem, I don't know, I will find out for you and, you know, give you feature that information and stuff, you know.
Most definitely. Well, you know, we gonna be in your ear like a Q-tip. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all, man. Most definitely. You know, I definitely appreciate.
So many artists now, you know, are taking the independent route. And it's the independence is growing so much now in the industry that it was almost obsolete to get a record deal. How did you feel when you were approached by Malico Records to actually be on the label and push your music as well after being independent for so long?
I was very excited about it, but I knew that I wouldn't have the total control as I did as an independent artist, but I know that their reach is way further than my reach and stuff. I have DJs across the country and stuff, you know, that I dealt with. As being an independent label, not just an artist, but a label, that I dealt with a lot of DJs across the country and stuff. But you got to realize that Malico Records is 50 years deep.
Right.
Okay, so they got reach way further than my reach.
Right.
I'm excited about that. You know, they'll be able to reach places that I can't reach myself, you know. Yeah, I just don't, you know, I don't have that type of strength that a major label would have. You know, you call into some of the P1 radio stations and, you know, you're trying to get your record played and stuff like that. And they're like, who are you? Okay, yeah, but you're Malico call. They have so many people underneath their label and stuff, you know, from gospel all the way to R&B, blues, and stuff like that. You know, some of the greatest blues artists ever recorded was mainly recorded on Malico Records. Your Johnny Taylors and your Mel Waiters, and there's so many, you know, and some of the gospel, as I went through the catalog looking, I'm like, wow. I said, I didn't know that Sounds of Blackness was actually on Malico.
Yeah.
And, Yeah. I didn't know that. You know, just digging through, researching the company and stuff like that. But I must say that I am honored and stuff to have been chosen to, you know, be on the label. And they've been watching me for years. One of the staff writers and producers up there at Malico have actually wrote on my first and second album and has produced stuff, Slack Track, and his father, Charlie Boy, and stuff, have wrote songs on my albums and stuff, you know, previous albums. So they was always keeping an eye on me, I guess, to see how I'm going to act. Okay, we're going to see how he going to act. We're going to see how he's going to act first, you know, before we, you know, pull him on into this major thing. And so they watched me for years, and, you know, I was told that, yeah, we've been watching you. We've been watching. We're going to see what you're going to do, you know, if you're here to stay or you fly by night. And they felt that I was here to stay in the industry. I wasn't just putting out a couple of records and say, ah, that's it. Nah, nope. I'm keeping them coming. Yeah, every year, you know, I'm trying to release records and stuff, you know, one to two every year of an album and stuff. So we're working on the fourth album, okay? We got stopped in the middle of the third album when I signed a deal with Malico because they wanted all new material besides the material that we already had on the second album. We're going into the third album, rather. And they wanted all new material, so we're actually in the midst of doing completing the album now. In fact, after I get off this interview, I'll be going back over to the studio to start cutting the lead vocal on the next single that's coming out right after Love Ballad.
Okay. Now I noticed on this particular album that you're working on, you tapped into the Southern Soul circuit. And it's real amazing what you're doing. What was your focus on tapping into that situation?
Well, it was so intriguing to me. You know, it was like funny, like crazy to me, man, to hear the tracks and stuff, man, especially when Pokey came out and stuff, man, and he, like, busted open, wide open. You know, of course, I was playing with the king of Southern Soul person, that was Mel Waiters. And everybody else spelled underneath that, underneath the man words. But the genre has changed and stuff, you know, evolved into, you know, a different type of Southern Soul. Here come your Tuckers and your Pokies and all those guys there, your Dita Jones, and, you know, and I was always around him and stuff, you know, doing shows. My first album, I decided, okay, I don't know if I can do the whole Southern Soul thing and stuff. I said, I'm going to kind of mix it. Like, so what we did on the first album, intentionally, we went into, like, a maze groove. So on that first album, you hear, like, it sounds more like Maze doing Southern Soul.
Yeah, it does. You know,
so, so we did a twist to it and stuff, man, intentionally to do that and stuff. And I, you know, that put me in a lane right there, and I got to meet all the rest of the guys who was coming up. They wasn't as big as they are now, as they was coming up. You know, your Tuckers and your Pokies, and, you know, when guys used to come over to me in town, and so I used to stop by my recording studio, and we sit down and chop it up and stuff like that, and remembering Gita Jones and his struggles and stuff. And I was looking at how hard he was working. I say, he gonna be the one. He's really going to do something and stuff, because he's working extremely hard and he's focused. And he did. He blew up. You know, he went into more so of the trail ride stuff, trail ride music, which is Southern Soul with the lyrics change. And he went into that, and he was in the lane by himself on that. So all those guys, we are still friends now, and you know, going on little mini tours and stuff with those guys, cruises, and meeting people like Roy Anthony. It was a bunch of us on that cruise, and we all became friends. And that was, I think, last year, year before last, and stuff. Just me, you know, a bunch of new people and stuff, and guys that I've been singing their songs on my show with my band and stuff. You know, actually getting to meet those people personally was great, you know. And so we all in touch, and, you know, we all, believe it or not, we write songs for each other. You know, you want one, you know, give me a call, you know, one of them type of things and stuff like that, because you know them now.
Right.
And, you know, you can get that material, and it's not just a Joe Blow, you know, saying, hey, you know, produce me a song or something like that. That you have a brand out there. And, you know, like I say, you know, when Tucker come to town or whatever. Well, Tucker lives here. If people don't know it or not, Tucker does live here in Houston. And it's just a lot of, I can go on and on, Fat Daddy and all those guys there. I remember Fat Daddy, we did a show up in Dallas and stuff together, and we became great friends. And I can go on and on, you know, with the, because I'm that type of person. I'm not a jealous-hearted person and stuff. I'm not going to, you know, down you or nothing like that. I'm just a loving person, you know. You're around me, I'm just me and stuff. I'm not there to uproar nothing or nothing like that. I don't care where I go on the show, you know. We do shows and stuff, and some people be so eager. It's in their heart, they got the headline and stuff. Like, I don't care about headlining. Sure. And, you know, I don't want to be first, though. You know, I don't want you to work the system out on me, but second would be fine with me and stuff. You know, people jump in, I want to be the headliner. I want a headline. Well, go ahead, headline. Help yourself and stuff, because I'm going to get my show over with. I'm going to sit back, and I get to eat, and I get to drink, and I get entertained. It's watching y'all, so you know.
Right.
So you know, I'm that type of person and stuff. Have it, you know. Have at it and stuff. I ain't tripping on it or whatever. You know, do your thing. You know, you want a headline? Go ahead on the headline. People that ain't got but one record, and so I want a headline. Go ahead, headline. Do your thing.
You're just saying one song. It'll open this thing.
Yeah, they got one song on Instagram, and they want to be the headline and stuff. Go ahead on the headline. Okay, do your thing and stuff. And I know, you know, some other major artists out there that does the same thing, too. They don't really care about the headline and spot either. Because, you know, if you notice, when you go to, you know, one of the big major concerts and stuff, man, people trying to get up out of there, especially about five or six artists on the show, that last headliner up there, he got to be really, really, really powerful to keep them there.
Right,
and so
right.
They be walking out there in herds and stuff, man, trying to get back to their cars, beat the traffic, and get home. And so, but, you know, I'm just me and stuff, man. You know, I love what I do. I love recording. Like I said, I love recording more than playing. Because I played for years behind all kind of people and stuff like that. And as I was telling a friend earlier tonight, I actually kind of lost the passion of being a tour keyboard player until I got into the records. So when I got into the records, doing records, you know, I said, well, let me see how far I can take this. And
right.
I found a new passion and love for, you know, recording records.
Right. I know it's pressing time. I got my co-host on, Trulia Monroe, True West recording artist, Listen mm-hmm. Everywhere, promoter, producer, and Buddha Ali, mm-hmm. promotional magnet, are mm-hmm. in the building with us tonight. These are my regular co-hosts. If y'all have any questions at this moment for Mr. Chopalone, go ahead and give y'all a chance to shoot a couple of questions at him. And we're going to check out his new hits after y'all get through.
Okay. Go ahead, Julie.
That wasn't me. I think that was Buddha.
Okay, I had a question. How long have you been in doing music?
I've been doing music for about 45 years.
Okay.
I just got a award from the state of Texas. When was last year? I still make acknowledgement of my 40 years of contributing to music. And stuff. I just got it last year. A couple of awards and stuff last year that they presented me with.
That's wonderful. I like the way how Southern Soul had transitioned, you know, because I came in recording Southern Soul around 97, 98. So it was just doing a transition around that time frame.
Right.
I was glad that I got to see the transition, because I grew up listening to my dad, ZZ Hill, and the Tyrone Davis albums and stuff. He played over and played bass guitar, but I wasn't. I was tuned in, but I wasn't tuned in. I'm more of a Parliament and and stuff like that, Funkadelic and Prince and Jimmy Jam and Terry. Once I moved to Arkansas and met with one of my older cousins that played in the band, high school band with my dad, they played in, a band together. He took me under his wing because I had the studio and he had the Southern Soul talent. I used to play with all them down in Arkansas, all the greats, Tyrone and all them. So I started recording their album and getting the feel of Southern Soul and then started going to the shows with them. I'm like, wow, this is just a whole new something new to me, this blues crowd, no real fights or anything, and I just got accustomed to it. I was like, okay, I like this, and so I started promoting Southern Soul artists. I was like, okay, I like the sound they got and the crowd they got, so I started with Avail Hollywood, Adrian Badger, Jeter Jones, I started pushing all them, so, we're still the best of friends today, so.
Right, yeah. Those some great guys and stuff. I've been, doing some tour dates with those guys there too, and they're real cool people, man. I just, everybody that I ran across there has really been cool and stuff. Everybody been, they like family now.
Right on, Trudy Monroe.
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Right on.
Well, I hear you.
Okay, how you doing, Mr. Law? I just
how
wanted to ask you, what would you have done 20 years ago that you do than you do now within the music? Like, what if you would have done different 40 years ago?
40 years ago?
Yeah, like right when you had started out. Like, what would you have done different?
As I tell people my story and my history, about the travels and stuff like that, I do it all the same again. Because I had a wonderful career of playing music. I traveled at a young age. I was overseas playing, on the music. It wasn't like I had to pay for nothing because the music took me there. And the tours and stuff like that, doing it at an early age and meeting Bobby Brown when he just came out as Bobby Brown. And I was playing with Club Nouveau, which we was on the Ready for the World tour. And I just, doing Ready for the World tour and came out of Ready for the World tour. Cameo and them came out with Word Up tour on that tour. And I would not do anything different. And and what I did as being a young musician, because it was wonderful. God had blessed me. Of course, they had guys that probably can play circles around me in Houston. But if you can't, you don't have the boards, the keyboards, and to get up and go about it and being about your business, because I was always about my business wherever I go. And a performance of what if I'm playing with someone and they say be there at a certain time, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be dressed the part of it. I'm going to be professional. I'm not going to be, rowdy about it and on these performances and stuff like that. I'm there for business and stuff. We're taking care of business and, a team player and stuff, So I was blessed to always, once you do one, it's like a resume. It's building your resume. You work at this job here and you do well on this job. You do everything you're supposed to do on this job. So the next job that falls in place, you're looking at your resume. Okay, was he there on time? Did he dress the part of it? Was he the alcoholic, the drug addict, and all that stuff there, Because when you're out doing tours and stuff like that, it's a lot of people depending on you, depending on the artists and stuff. But you got a lot of people on payroll. As far as your sound people, your managers, and so on, engineers and stuff, your techs and stuff that travels with you and stuff, everybody's depending on you as being an artist. So you can't go out there doing the crazy and get fired and lose money, can't pay these people. They're going to go home.
Okay.
Yay, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, how you doing, brother? Yeah, man, this is Buddha Ali of Zone 24 TV, Hustlers Never Sleep, Buddha Ali Promotion, man. It's nice hearing, man, artist from Malico Records, man. I used to be a Malico man myself. We used to send demos, me and Heavy Love, we were little. I'm going to say we were little, we were younger. So Malico and Solar, and Malico was number one. And I got to check out one of the businesses down there in Jackson, Mississippi, passed through there one time on tour.
Right.
So I got to see the franchise.
Y'all ain't never been little. Y'all niggas was born grown.
King Scratch. Shout out to King Scratch for signing to Malico, too. Him and EZ and them back in the day. So shout out to King Scratch on the line. But best honor and pleasure, man, to hear you, man, doing the thing, man. And do you have any music videos right now? Anything we can check out on YouTube?
Yes, I have probably about four of them out there. We have Doing the Paw Paw, Fell in Love with Your Cousin, Boom Shakalaka, and the song we just released, Love Ballad. Love Ballad is getting ready to drop any day now. And so that video is already completed, and they uploading that for it to drop in today. So y'all be, looking out for that one there. The Love Ballad.
Okay, I'm going to definitely check it out, man. I know my homegirl, Lady B, KZRB 103.5, she's a real pioneer of the Southern Soul here in Oklahoma Tech. That's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma right in the middle of passages, where it started out with the Zydeco and all that. She put out Avell Hollywood and Miss Charlotte. She started their career out, and she had to deal with Malico back in the gap. I don't know if she's still with him or not, but man, if you ever get out that way, reach out to Bridget Tabor Productions. She's on Facebook as Bridget Tabor. KZRB 103.5. Check out. She has a Southern Soul show from. She goes from 12 to 1:30, but she plays it all the time, though. But check her out, man. I get a chance to get Heavy Love truly, and they all connect with Mr. Everywhere. Get you in rotation all the way through the four state area, man, where it's been cooking for years.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will do. I will do.
Okay, yeah. And I'm going to play some of your music videos on our zone, man. And I got I appreciate you, man, giving us the salute to do so. My partner got they got a lot of mixtapes, CDs that the schools they be getting from it down here. We got Liquor House Music, On the Porch Jam, and they got about three or four mixtapes and stuff down here. I'm gonna try to give a Heavy Love. Maybe you could get to do a drop or something for the mixtapes down this way in the flash drive.
That sounds like a plan. That definitely sounds like a plan.
I missed the whole damn thing. I'm all out the loop.
Okay, well, nice chopping with you, child. I'm going to let King Scratch talk with you.
With y'all,
I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I just, I'm just chiming in. You know what I'm saying? I've been in there working all day, so. I just had to go on and call it.
It's not over. It's not over. Actually, we got two hot tracks from Mr. Chopper Law. We're going to check those tracks out and come back with more Chopper Law right after these two songs. Don't turn it down. Truist Radio, it is Trendy. First hot track is called Trail Ride, and following will be Stepping. Tell me what y'all think about these hits. It's going down, Truist Radio. Let's go.
Man, I heard when you go to the trail ride, they be partying all night long. I wanna go to a trail ride. Heard it's the hottest thing around.
Hold up, what it do?
I wanna go to a trail ride.
What it do?
They say it's where it goes down. They like that. And them blues too. They like the line dance. And that blue scoop.
Hold up.
They like them chicken wings. And that barbecue. They like those fish plates. And that moonshine too.
Oh,
I wanna go to a trail ride. Heard it's the hottest thing around.
I wanna go to a drill ride. They say it's where it goes down. I'm about to go to the country. I got to buy me some boots. They got them pretty girls out there with them dudes. They ride them horses and them ACBs. They light them bonfires when they want that heat. Oh, I wanna go to a trail ride. Heard it's the hottest thing around.
Thank you. brand new song by Trillium Monroe called Watch Me Work, featuring Stacey G. She's playing all over the world right now. Las Vegas, Florida, Connecticut, Ohio, Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and more.
Pep, can it stay tight? Juicy as a piece and addictive as a bass pipe. Getting money in the late night, making moves in the streets real smooth when it ain't right. Keep my eyes on the pace.
Trillium Monroe, Trillium Monroe. Streaming right now on all platforms. She's working.
True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Starting them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. Specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. Shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Oh, yeah, we back. Man, that's some hot madness right there. Nice jam. Trail ride ready. You are trail ride certified, and it's going to be on when it's jamming to the nut cut.
Thank you, man. Thanks. It's a Slack Track produced that one there, and the feature rapper on that is ESG in the Screwed Up Click.
Okay.
That's who did the rap on it. It was strange how we met. Stuff how that came down and stuff, but it happened. Yeah, but it happened and stuff, and he did an excellent job on it and stuff. And so I want to thank him and thank the Screwed Up Click organization, you know, for, you know, allowing us to have him on the record and stuff. Oh, and so,
That was a great move, yeah. That was a great move.
Yeah.
And like you said, big shout out to Screwed Up Click. Jump into that category. And I know if anybody in the clique could. Do it. So,
right.
Great rendition, man. Give us the information of where we can find your music, how you can get booked for shows. We want to make sure we know everything so we can get into the know of Chopper Law and make sure that you're available to the people.
Okay, yes. You can find my music on all the digital downloads. I am trying to pull up my manager's number here. Let me give it to you right quick, and y'all can call him up. It's Norris Hampton, and the phone number is 832-655-2000. 2520. And that's Norris Hampton, Mr. Norris Hampton, that's management now. We was underneath UHDB up in Dallas, which did like a 7-year run with them and stuff. They did a fantastic job, but, you know, we changed horses and stuff now. So I love them to death. We all family. They still, you know, working in my organization because, like I say, my record label is still in existence. And stuff, you know, so I will still be putting out artists on that label and stuff, Houston Moulton Records and stuff, still will be putting artists out on there. So they're still working, you know, within that company and stuff, you know. So I want to thank them, UHDB, you know, for the 7 years. You know, they did a fantastic job. But now, like I say, to get in touch with me, call Norris Hampton, 832-655-2520.
Most definitely. Yeah, I heard you mention about your label still being up and running. Are you currently looking for new and upcoming artists as well?
I'm always looking for new and up-and-coming artists, producers, and lyricists, and I'm always looking for that. And the young ones, the old ones, whoever got the record, you know, whether you're old, young, or whatever, because, you know, you can, anybody can, you know, whether you're young or you're old, you know, you can come up with a hit record. You know, I feel that it's a hit record and stuff, and you got, you know, we put it, you know, that our listening people listen to it and stuff, you know, our panel and stuff listen to it, and if it's ready to go. And so we'll put it out. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you got to have that record, you know. But if you're sitting down with five or six other people on the panel listening to it, and if they choose it and stuff, then most likely it's a good record. And so,
right.
Because you can, I put out a lot of records, have recorded a lot of records and put it in front of the panel and then,
Yeah.
Nah, that ain't it. But you know, we never know if we have a hit or not. It's all up to the people. And so
right.
We can write songs all day long. We probably have set on hits and didn't know it and stuff because we never put it out, you know, put the strength behind it. Once you put that record out, you have to work that record, y'all. And so you can't just put a record out and just expect for it to just boop.
Right.
Happen like that.
It is some work into it. You definitely got to get on the grind.
It's a business. You got to put some work into it. And that's what I tell, you know, all the young guys that's coming up now, because they are the future. You know, the young producers that's coming out, and the writers and producers, they are the future, the soundtracks of our lives. And there's a lot of things that they don't know. And somebody got to tell them. I mean, you can call me anytime and stuff. You know, if it's a question, you know, that you have, and if I know the answer, I'm sure enough going to give it to you because I don't think I have an ego. I don't portray, you know, to have an ego, be on ego trips and stuff like that. I'm just wide open, and I love helping people and stuff, you know, because, you know, you might be the next one. Whoever may be the next one. To blow up and, you know, and me feeding them some information, I feel a part of them as they do blow up and stuff. Okay, yeah, all right, well, he listened. Okay, you know, I got some guys that's in the jazz market and stuff that they formed their own label, and I was telling them some ins and outs and some moves to make. And when they call me back and say, man, that worked, I feel really good. And I feel really
right,
good about
right.
it. And so, yeah, they listen. Yeah, they listen. So anybody that would listen, I would definitely feed them information, you know.
Most definitely. So y'all heard it all right here tonight. TrueS Radio, my man Chopper Law was in the building, holding it down with us, man. We really appreciate you. And let you
I
know
appreciate y'all, man.
You're welcome here on the TrueX anytime. It don't have to be a special show for you. We here Monday through Friday.
I'm going to call back tomorrow then.
That's what I'm
going to call back
Monday
tomorrow.
Friday.
Come on, be a part
no,
of the,
just kidding.
Come on, be a part of the family.
Yeah.
The doors are wide
yeah.
open, and we welcome you in, my brother.
Thank y'all so much, man. It's been a blast, man. Wish I can talk longer with y'all.
Most definitely, so you gotta hit that studio, man. Thank
y'all
you for your time. And
we're gonna
jump into this. Watch me work.
Okay.
Julia Monroe.
No,
okay.
It's blue. Go, go.
go.
No.
Why not?
Now, since we from Houston, we gonna give it an H-Town version.
Okay.
Oh my God. No.
We gonna hit with that H-Town version, baby.
On.
Why not?
Oh my
God. Yeah, it's all to the good, man. Like I say, we really appreciate you. And it's all
okay.
going down. QS Radio, I'm turning down. We'll be right back.
Well, I thank y'all so much.
Watch me work. Screw the shot by DJ Red. Yeah.
As a bass pipe, getting money in the late night, making moves in the streets real smooth when it ain't right. Keep my haste sight, haste sight. That's a punk motherfucker with a dick, buddy. But the nigga do pay right, and he a pair of bitch cocktail.
It's a bad bitch showcase,
and all they gotta do is put my pussy in the whole face.
It's a bad bitch showcase,
and all they gotta do is put my pussy in the whole face.
It's a bad bitch showcase,
and all they gotta do is put my pussy in the ding. Low pace, and money get the skylights. Come and get you some whole cake. Most of these pimpin', but they say they won't, but they gon' pay.
A bad bitch sell it down for the hound for the.
How you want a nigga your way? I can put it in your mouth with a play a little Jose. How you want a nigga your way? I can put it in your mouth with a play a little. Eat it, Ole, for a stack like doing on a. I'm a boss like Ole. I'll make another track three, low cake. When a bitch cross your stake, I'ma look for a nigga like you.
Watch your work. Watch your work. Watch my bitch work.
That I tend to, gotta put four bands in the bag when the rent due. Any trick that I tend to, gotta put four bands in the bag. Any trick that I tend to, gotta put four bands in the bag when the rent due. Why my shit too, and another band in my hand when the bitch get through. Nigga, I don't wanna kiss you, put the money in my hand with my pussy with the tissue. Nigga, I don't wanna kiss you, put the money in my hand with my pussy with the tissue. You ate a bitch to the gristle. Got the shooting at my pussy like a bullet from a pistol. It hit a nigga hard in the face and a pussy good from the get-go. A hoe need money, but a bad bitch need more. Like a bullet from a pistol. It hit a nigga hard in the face and a fifth row. Pussy good from the get-go. A hoe need money, but a bad bitch. Let me show you
how a bitch flow at the Laker game downtown, hanging at the crypto. Let me show you how a bitch flow at the Laker game downtown, hanging at the late, late night when you tiptoe. Bad bitch, show you what this good pussy hitting for.
When the blimpin' is poppin', you never let it go. I'm getting straight to the point, where the fuck I'm on a phone. When the blimpin' is poppin', you never let it go. I'm getting straight to the point, nigga, fuck I'm on a phone. When the blimpin' is poppin', you never let it go. I'm getting straight to the point, nigga, fuck I'm. And if the pinna being spinning, being sloppy and slipping, you gotta just get up. And when she poppin' the pussy, she getting chatter, so I let her do what she doing, we hitting hella low. And when she poppin' the pussy, she getting chatter, so I let her do what she doing, we hitting. I let her keep on screwing under the pimp and the floor. She really love her, nigga, let her, nigga, let her fall.
Watch me move.
Watch your work.
Watch me move.
Watch your
bad bitch.
Watch me move.
Watch
my
bitch. Watch bad bitch.
Say what
you
do. Watch your work.
Watch me move.
Watch your work.
Watch me move.
Watch my bitch.
Bad bitch.
Watch me move.
Bad bitch.
Watch your
bad
bitch. Say what you do.
Watch your work.
Watch me
move.
Watch
been. There's no one can stop me. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
Yeah, right back in it like I know you missed me. Flow too crispy. I am on the go ballistic. Coldness with the flow is no contention. Overdo it. Yeah, I always overdid it. So committed. No pretending. You forgot about my pen. I'm so offended. So relentless. Open at your neck with no precision.
I'm talking whole incision.
Ain't no decision when it comes to survival. Breaking bars all without a motherfucking problem. You know I'ma spit a lyric to them like a yapper. Big like Biggie, rich like Diddy. How much is a Diddy? Y'all was in Melissa Yaga. I repeat box, I'ma sip it out the bottle. Pumping up lean codeine, I swallow. Blowing on green on the scene in Nevada. I'm so exclusive, I'm so elusive. To these niggas that be full of excuses. Useless, ruthless, how I do this. Music flow so stupid. Killing other rappers and I'm having a ball with this. I don't need a cosign, I know I'm a dog with this. Way too raw with this, breaking the law with this. Give me the beat and I'ma be ripping up all of it. I don't need no feature, I got more styles than sneakers. All I spit is that heater, sitting on top of tracks like bleachers.
Oh, yeah.
All I smoke is good reefer, even on a bad day I spit ether. Every verse got a fever, ain't no mumbling, I got bars. Let me know if you need them, I just ride the beat like a car. Tell a hater that I can't see him, I'm so high I see stars. Out of this world with the flow and I'm about to land on Mars. My shit hard, that's cause I spit that shit straight from my heart. Nigga, put me on the trumpet in the body, you promise. I got it, I'm pumping the hottest shit you ain't never heard of. You know a kid that run it, I kind of see this, making everybody feel it, the minutes commit murder. Who that wanted to punish my opponents, they wanna get down on me, I'm keeping a nine on me. Niggas phony, I know you ain't my homie, I'm keeping my eyes on you and ready to ride on you. No mistake, no faking, I'm breaking feathers off for real. Every time I grab the mic, I do the same thing. Why is it when I'm turning on the radio and all I hear is the niggas that can't rap or they can't sing? It's a person where you know you got a blessing and a portion. If you know me, I'm the coldest nigga you done met.
Oh,
and I don't be giving a fuck about you talking about your panic and rappers, you ain't motherfucking ready yet. Most of these rappers ain't lyrical, your flow is pitiful. I'm at the pinnacle, I do the most, you do the minimal. No, you can't fuck with my mental or physical. Throw the individual, I want residuals. I see the money, it's all in my visual. You cannot see me just like I'm invisible. Competition got me feeling invincible. Check my delivery, I give a misery. I got agility with this ability. My flow officially going in history. You cannot get with me, bars on infinity. Yeah, the bars on infinity. I might just send you and call you my mini. Me. I'm only one, but I feel like it's in me. Yeah, I got chin on me, and I make chin on me.
on me. I got your rent on me. I got your bitch on me. But I don't wanna. I told that hoe get off me. You bitch up energy. Ain't no more sympathy. You ain't a boss. You cannot sip for me. Simply playing these hoes like a symphony. Left and I came right back like remember me. Heard this beat and I can't lie. It tempted me. My haters thought I was on that was it for me. I make them sick of me. Get so much room in my table to eat. You cannot sit with me. Y'all don't feel empathy. You just a lick to me. And I just turn this beat to rotisserie. Yeah, I got soldiers. It's like an infantry. That's for my enemies. And all my frenemies. Why do you envy me? I'm on the spin this street. I'm probably about something every time that you mention me, nigga.
Double A, double M. TV. No hook. Straight bars. Spitters only, my nigga.
Hip-hop.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Oh, yeah, we back in the building, baby. It's going down, down, down. I got the True family with me now, and y'all know how we does it in these quarters, in these times. We ain't even dropping no dimes. Yeah. What's up, family? True, your Monroe, Buddha Ali, King Scratch, and Mr. Everywhere. Man. Nice interview there. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank Shop and Law for coming through and dropping that knowledge on us. You know what I'm saying? 40 years in the game. Oh. Oh. 40. Man, look at her.
He already got.
I just got him there. We in that game, baby. What's up?
Don't ask him a question about the other couple songs.
Yeah, he had to go to the studio. He had a studio session. We called him in between sessions. I don't want my budget, but it's okay. It's okay. Like, I like to squeeze all the juice out of my lemons. You know what I'm saying?
What's up, Scratch? What you doing down there?
Oh, shit, nothing. Making new uniforms for somebody else. Trying to get this little extra money in. Shit.
Right on.
Motherfucker's still behind. I'll be done. This motherfucker be done. Got cut off on y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to work some things out real quick. But I'm good. What's going on with y'all?
Oh, man, it's just lovely to have y'all here with you, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, all right. Prayers to Jamie Foxx. Hope he make a full recovery.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
But he had a stroke, right?
I'm not sure what was wrong with him.
I just know he wasn't feeling too hot.
No. I don't know nobody feeling good staying in the hospital that long.
Hell yeah.
It was one report, his medicine, the doctor switched his medicine.
Yeah, they kept switching his medicines up.
That's how they did my dad until I weaned him off of all that medicine. And he stayed around for like 2 years without his medicine. He was on like 12 prescriptions a day.
Wow.
Kept switching in stuff.
Well, see, that's why when you go to the doctor, they always ask you, what kind of medication are you on? Because you could be on one medication, and then they give you another medication, and they mess around, and it'll fuck it up, the whole balance.
Yeah. So
you can't take this medication with that medication.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's all that. That's what's up with that. So they always ask you when you go in there, they say, okay, what kind of medication you on? Well, I'm on this, this, and this. I'm on this and this. So you got to let them know because they'll give you something that'll clash with your other medicine, and then you be fucked. Or they'll be fucked.
Same with that medicine, it's a dangerous game.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Especially when they come up, they talking about your blood pressure or any type of heart conditions or breathing conditions. Some of that shit will fuck you off, man.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, and a lot of it is designed to keep you dependent on it. So that's why a lot of people have a lot of problems trying to wean themselves, because their body's adapted to having that as a part of an operating mechanism.
Tis true. Tis true.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's what a lot of people do. Yeah, they try to wean themselves off of it, but to a certain extent, it ain't making them no better, because they're going to need one of them medications that they're trying to wean themselves off of.
Definitely. And
you
the main
I mean?
One they're trying to get rid of will be the main one they need.
Right, exactly. But then, you know, too, especially if it's any kind of pain medication, a lot of people abuse that shit.
Yeah.
That's why they only give you they only give you so much a month or whatever, so much a week, however they do it, you know what I'm saying? Because the motherfucker be like, damn, I'm hurting. All right, you're supposed to take this every 8 hours. And then it come 2 hours later, you're taking another one.
Well, that's because
you know what I mean?
The body is built to adapt. And when you get on those medications, they become habit forming. Your body depends on it. It makes you crave it more. It's not so much of the medicine don't even help you no more. It's just you think it's helping you, because when you feel that pain, you run to that pill. So a lot of people, before their pain come, they run to that pill because they don't want to feel that pain.
Yeah. Yep. But, you know, a lot of, it'd be some people that actually, they kind of adapt to the pain.
Yeah.
You know, they'll take theirs, but then they just sit there and they just take it. You know, after a while, it might sound crazy, but some people get used to it. I'd be like, damn, I've been hurt so much, I'm used to this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep, so right.
You know, and but some, like you say, some of the other folks, they fuck around and they'll fuck around and just go on and go wild on their shit.
Yeah.
And motherfuckers be like, oh, you ain't supposed to take that motherfucker every 2 hours. Nigga, you got to take that shit like, you know. Here come 2 hours later, you take another one. 2 hours later, you take another one. Next thing you know, you're damn near OD.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, well. Yeah, but that's all I'm doing is trying to make sure we got our bills paid on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be all right.
Oh, yeah, I know. It always work out, shit. Yeah,
who you making gear for this time?
It's another football team called the Jaguars.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm trying to see if I can get something together for them. This cat, he got the money, so shit. I'm trying to rush this motherfucker to him as fast as possible.
Yeah.
For real shit.
Right on.
Not rush it like that, but you know what I mean? I'm trying to hurry up and get it to him so he could go on and be like, oh, I like it. Send me the bill.
Yep.
Right, that's what I'm trying to do. Yeah. I ain't even been able to go and jump on my damn music. I've been wanting to jump on music all day. I've been working on this shit ever since this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you jumped on it, and now the guy ain't answering the phone. He done woke me up out of my sleep to do the damn beat. Talking about he wanted G-Funk. I done did the track, and now he won't answer the damn phone. I said, okay.
What you saying, Miss Erwin?
He in Chicago. I mean, not Chicago. Mm-hmm. He in Flint. one of my cousin's partners, and they bought a beat the other, about 2 months ago, they bought a beat for the podcast, and now he called me and woke me up saying, hey, man, I got my boy here. You want to get another beat? How fast can you make it? I said, when I get up at 7 o'clock, I'm going to get on it. So I woke up, 7, got on it, knocked the beat out in about 20 minutes, and now I can't get neither one of them to pick the phone up.
Oh.
That's what happens, man.
Yep.
But you know, I wouldn't look at it as a loss. I look at it as well, I got another beat I could sell to somebody else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I sell that for the end of the week, so I'm not worried about that. I'm just gonna call him tomorrow. If he don't get it, then that's it. But the next time he calls, shit, he's gonna be $300. I go up a That's it. I do business like business. You wake me up out my sleep, and I say, "Hey, man, I'm asleep. I just got out of dialysis. How fast you need it? Oh, man, I need it right now, man. I need a G-Funk, man. Come with that G-Funk, man. Okay. 7 o'clock. I held my word. That's one deal. I hold my word. And you don't go through on your word. I said, man, I have it ready, and all I got to do. Is I'm gonna call you soon. Nobody answering the phone, but if they answer tomorrow, cool. Business be cool, but if they don't, shit. When you do call my phone, shit, I'm gonna be like my boy said, wing wrong number.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
I hear you.
Yeah, where my man at? He the man of the hour. Is he still on?
Yeah, he go. He had to go to the studio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what you call it. I like that song they took, that one beat they took, the Whispers. They took a Whisper song and put it to him and Gita Jones.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, he has some nice jams, though.
Yeah, nice trail ride song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where money's at in the South is the trail rides. I was telling the Chip Buck boy, and I've been mad. This man told me he was going to pay for the show. I said it there, said, send me your email to so I can send you the contracts. He won't answer the phone. He won't answer my text or nothing. So that's what I told the mama. I said, you see how the game goes. I can tell you how the game goes. Motherfuckers will tell you something, and they don't hold up to it. But that's the deal. The only good deal is I don't send you no paperwork out, because if I mail some paperwork out and you don't go through it, the next time I see you, I'm going to slap you in front of your family. You can promise that. I don't give a fuck who it is. I will slap you in front of your family.
Oh, God, dude.
Everybody knows how I am. I'm the most friendliest, nicest. Get you the shirt off my back, my last dollar if I got it. But, hey, man, I'm a whole nother breed when you take it to a whole nother level. That's just it, because I'm like this. I asked the man, I said, man, do you got any room on the show? I'm going to talk with my crew and see. He's like, oh, man, they don't want to do it, but, man, if you go down $100, I said, okay, the lowest I can go for them, because it's just two artists now. It's $550 plus travel, which ain't number $60 in gas, in a hotel room. Oh, man, I can do that. Yeah, I'll do that. So I'm like, that's only like around $600. Oh, I'll do that right now, man. Just go ahead and send the contract. I say, okay, well, what you call it? Well, text me your, I was like, man, I'm going to text you my email, and then you email me the contracts. I mean, I'll email you the contract once I text you, and you give me a what you call it. He never did do it, and it's been day number 4. It's day number 5 now.
Yeah. Well, see, that's this business, you know what I mean? When you start dealing with certain people and stuff like that, they have a tendency to not be, you know, how can I put it? They say they want it, but then again, they really don't know what the fuck they want. You know what I mean? You try to accommodate people. You give them just enough rope to hang themselves with. But them motherfuckers don't, people, I don't know. You know, when it came down, it was one point in my life when I said, man, fuck this goddamn industry. But then I start thinking, I'm like, everybody ain't like that. You know what I mean? Everybody ain't like that. It's just a certain amount of people that's just bullshit. You know, they know what they want, but then, you know, they kind of overtalk themselves to where they feel like, well, you know what I'm saying? I want to do this, but, you know what I mean? That's the whole thing about it, man. So
when I did show Scratch, if somebody caught me in the streets like, hey, man, can me and my crew, what you call it, man, let me hear your CD and let me check you out. Give me your number, and I'm going to get back with you. And if I like them, I'm like, okay, that might be two or three groups. Okay, I'm going to put y'all on stage to open up for what you call it. I never charged them not one dime to get on stage. It was their time to shine. I said, if y'all got merchandise, y'all bring y'all merchandise, CDs, shirts, hats, whatever y'all got to sell. You can set up on the side table and sell your merchandise, whatever y'all want to do, because I want to see y'all shine. The game done changed. Now, everybody want $300, $500, $1,000, $1,500 for you to do 7 minutes on stage. Don't nobody want to see this new up-and-coming artist shine. DJs don't want, they want $300, $400, $500 for one spin on the radio station. So the game is tainted. The game is tainted. So that's why I tell the, I cuss the DJs out these days. I cuss the promoters out these days. I goddamn cuss the record labels out these days. I'm the most hated man in what you call because I pull for the artists. Everybody trying to be deep pocket. This stuff don't matter to me. It don't matter to me because, like I say, ain't now motherfucker, Puff Daddy, Suge Knight, Snoop Dogg, me, or nobody gonna take no goddamn money to heaven. Because when your ass get to that funeral home, whatever the fuck money you done tucked in your coffin, the motherfucker going to take that shit out and put it in the goddamn funeral home, goddammit, back pocket. That's just how the game go. You're going to die. You're going to live rich and die broke at the end of the day. You're going to have $2 worth of nails. Bill Gates going to have $2 worth of nail. We all going to have $2 worth of nail. Casket might be nice and pretty with gold trim, but the nail's going to be $2. So by me knowing that, I'm content. I want to see more artists make it. I want to have it on the clock for artists to make it.
I hear you. You know, that's the thing. That's the thing with me because, you know, my things are always try to do what's best for the artist. You know, if I got the means, if I got the talent, if I got the know-how, if I got all of that stuff, it ain't no reason why people can't just do the right goddamn thing. That's all that is, bro. Because it's always somebody that's trying to get over on the people that's trying to fucking make it. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers is trying to make it. And I don't see the reason why people don't want to help the people that's trying to make it, especially if they're in a better position than the people that they're trying to. You know, it ain't nothing to say, well, look, this is what we got to do. Like you said, we get the paperwork together, bam, bam, bam. You know, let's do it like that. You know, that's all you have to do. Oh, but no. Motherfuckers want to sit up there and try to shice the motherfucker artists. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers do that shit because them motherfuckers out here still tell me, hey, Scratch, man, we doing this show, man. If you sell 20 tickets, you can get in. Nigga, I ain't buying and selling no fucking tickets. Are you out your goddamn mind, bro? Hell no, I ain't selling no damn tickets. Nigga, if anything, nigga, you supposed to be paying me to come and do the goddamn show. Mm-mm. That don't work like that. Not at all.
So, yeah.
Those are the things that everybody be fucking up with. You know, they think that, you know, they think that, because, see, the only motherfuckers that really want to do that type of shit is the motherfuckers who just, they just want to perform.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They want to just get on stage and perform. So them motherfuckers don't give a fuck. Oh, 20 tickets? okay. And that's what happens. Them motherfuckers, they get up there and they go and try to sell them 20 tickets and nobody don't want to buy them motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
Well, the deal is the 20 tickets be for the damn one headliner and then the rest is just local artists. So they just like, well, hell, I can see if it's a big concert, but you just got one little B-list artist headliner and then you want to sell tickets for $40 and $50 a pop. And then you got these locals running around wanting to get on stage. Now you got them selling and doing your hustle. And then it's like, okay, they done sold 20 tickets at $50. That's $1,000. But then they get on stage and they got paid. All they did was got exposure.
Yeah.
Five people do 20 tickets. That's 100 tickets sold, and they done made you $5,000.
Right. But see, that's what people don't, they don't look at that shit like that, bro. You know, that's the difference between knowing some business or knowing the business, period, versus not knowing it. Because people be sitting up there, you know, trying to juice these youngsters or people who don't know the business. So they try to juice all of them motherfuckers, and they usually get juiced because they don't know what the fuck they doing. You know what I mean? They don't know what the fuck they doing. The motherfuckers just want to rap. Here you go. Here you go, little whoop-de-whoop. Sell these 20 tickets.
Well, he's trying to say how desperate you are these days. Now, I can understand if somebody said, okay, I got a $100 slot. And I've never charged. But if somebody said, I got a $100 slot, or I'm doing a rap contest, and whoever wins the top three get to open up, I can respect that. When you go in here talking about 500 and 700 and 1,000, and you know these people live check to check. Check to check. You as a DJ had to start somewhere. Scratch had to start somewhere. I had to start somewhere. Producer had to start somewhere. Promoters had to start somewhere. Somebody had to give you an opportunity. Somebody had to give you a key to that building. Somebody had to let you get on their turntable, show you the game, and sit up there, and you had to go from there. You had to build your clientele up. But just because you built your clientele up, you don't say, okay, I made it. Damn y'all. I say, I made it. Let me help y'all get to where y'all trying to go. Because I only wanted to be a rapper for one time. And once they sold my music, I said, I'm not going to do rap no more. I'm going to be a business person who educates the artists on the business side. Because anybody can rap. Grandmas, uncles, aunts, everybody rapping. Everybody singing. Everybody got a TikTok video. Every corner you turn. Everybody trying to be Facebook famous. So with the industry knowing that, the DJ knowing that, it's saying, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want one 4 minutes of fame on the radio? Because the DJ want crab legs. His wife want when they go in the casino again for crab legs. So he got to find one or two artists that going to sit up there and spend $300-$500 for one spin at 2 o'clock in the morning on the radio. He take his old lady to crab legs and get another person, take his side piece to crab legs the next weekend. So they know that. Promoted the same way. Promoted like, I want to do this big show, but I ain't got all the money. But if I get people to pay $1,000 to get on stage, seven groups, that's $7,000. I can go pay the artists now.
Well, see, you know, it's like I said, and like you saying, you are absolutely right. People just, you can't take advantage of the little man. I don't give a fuck if the little man got a little bread in his pocket. You know what I'm saying? If he got a little something going on, you know, be like, oh, this nigga got cheese. So then you start overcharging motherfuckers and all of that stuff just because you know this cat got a couple of dollars. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Here's what happened, and everybody is listening, all artists is listening, never tell nobody that a record label is going to sign you. Worst mistake. Old girl did that with her producer for when we were going to do that Sony deal back in 2021. She went to him talking about, I need my radio edits. Sony Records trying to sign me. And you know what he said? That's going to be $1,100. Keep in mind, she only paid $900 for two beats, record, mix, and master, total. $900. Now, just to go in there and do mutes on her radio edits, he wants $1,100 because she associated her name with Sony Records. So the first thing he did, all she finna have money. So I gotta charge her $1,100 to do something that Mr. Everywhere do in 5 minutes and might charge you, might not.
Well, see, a lot of times that goes all the way back to when people don't know the business. When people don't know the business, they go out there. The first thing they do is they run out there and, you know, start running their goddamn mouth about shit. Second of all, Sony Records ain't going to get ready to do a goddamn thing with nobody. You know what I'm saying? You can't. Mm-hmm. Them motherfuckers, the only thing them motherfuckers be trying to do is get you to get these distribution deals that don't mean nothing. Everybody be saying, oh, shit, I got a distribution deal with Sony. We got to do this. Them motherfuckers' distribution deal ain't shit. Because the whole thing about distribution that people don't know is if you don't got no promotional dollars, that distribution deal don't mean a fucking thing.
That's why you get an M&D, marketing and distribution deal, where they put you on the billboards, they put you in the magazine. If you ain't got that, you can go to cdbaby.com and be on the same 150 platforms that Def Jam is going to put you on, Sony's going to put you on, and everybody's going to put you on for $9.99.
That was the whole thing. Like, even back in the days, them motherfuckers used to be like, all right, but do you got any promotional dollars? You know what I'm saying? How much? Because, see, what they used to do back in the days is if you had, just say if you told them you had $200,000 promotional dollars, they'll match it. So now you got $400,000. $1,000 promotional dollars. Shit, man, these motherfuckers don't be having no. Ain't nobody got no goddamn promotional dollars. You know what I'm saying? Not enough to really set it off the way it's supposed to be set off. But that's the way it used to be back in the days. It wasn't like, you know what I'm saying, the way it is today. You know, because today, promotion is wherever the hell you take it. Or whoever you got in your corner to help you take it there.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people don't understand that it's more to this shit than just making fucking song. You know what I mean? And then the whole thing about the next thing about it, nigga, you got to make sure when you hop over that gate, you ain't going to have no snake in the grass, nigga.
Right.
Thing. Motherfuckers be having them snakes in the grass. That ain't get ready to help you either. So I don't know, man. You know, the whole thing about it is the people that's doing it, all they gotta do is make sure they got people like us to fuck around and make sure everything go proper, and not the motherfuckers that's trying to take advantage of every damn body. You know, that's the thing about that, bro. Cause you know them motherfuckers is out there. They are really out there, and they don't give a damn. Because see, the thing about it is, you know, some people they get when them people give you that false hope, and then your motherfucking ass be like, you start running around going, oh shit, I'm about to get a deal with Sony, yeah. And then when they find out that the shit ain't real, then they all fucking butthurt about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They all butthurt about it now. Hey, man, what happened to your deal with Sony? Man, that shit didn't even go through, man. They was bullshit. Nigga. Don't get hyped. That's one thing about it. I learned that shit the hard way. Signing all kind of contracts when I was young. I ain't getting hyped over today. I ain't getting hyped over shit.
Right on.
Nigga, that motherfucking money touched my goddamn account. I'm hyped like a motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
But until then, I'm not letting these niggas hype me up or nobody like that hype me up over some shit that's probably going to be more false than anything. Shit, get the fuck out of here. I'm just saying. Hold on 1 second, y'all. What about
it? Yeah, we powering up our week, babe. So, all I can tell you is be ready. We ain't gonna stop still kicking it. Woo! I finally got climbing signed up. So we gonna get that in. A couple more acts coming to this week, so you know, we just dipping and dabbing all week long. Remember, if you got some new tracks you want to send in to the radio station, send it in to kingscratch@gmail.com or DJ Head Love. You can send it to him at headlove22.com. Head Love Gmail. I just forgot everything. kingscratch@gmail and headlove@gmail. Headlove22, we got you. One way or the other, you'll get on. And we're going to get it on with you. True, I think I'm going to have something for you Friday. I'm going to try to have something complete for you by Friday. I'm going to knock this out.
Man.
I'm going to knock one out.
You can't rush it. You got to let it come to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It just takes a little time. I had to get my chemistry set together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure I don't blow nothing up.
Yeah.
Because I will try putting the wrong ingredient in it something to make it taste good. And it'd be the wrong ingredient, too. But, man, as always, it's been a great show. Want to thank y'all for participating, being here and supporting the truth. It ain't about me. It's all about you, baby. You know what I'm saying? So if you believe in you, believe in us, and let's believe together. And we'll make it be further down the road together. You know? We got about 1 minute left. I'm going to let my correspondents get some goodbyes and shout-outs. And I'm going to holler at you tomorrow night, baby. We got 90 seconds. Let's go. 97. What can we get done? Oh, well. I guess that is, and that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? I forgot. I got to go back and look at the chart. See what we got coming up this week. I know we got somebody coming up tomorrow and Friday, but I'll let you know the one today. We'll get that. So, remember, True West Radio. The show is always up for playback. As soon as the show is over, go back and listen to the show, man. Enjoy yourself. If you feel like it was something you missed yourself there. And I used to think that it took a long time, but as soon as the show is over, 5 minutes later, you can check it out. Check your pause and that, and have your fun.
Damn, it's cold outside.
Yes,
well, it's cold outside.
Yeah, who are you holding? Well.
Yeah, it's motherfucking cold out there. I had to go take them damn dogs in the house. Them motherfuckers.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.